This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The man who shot and killed Ahmaud Arbery faces cross-examination by prosecutors today at his trial. Travis McMichael is one of three white men charged with murder in the death of Arbery, a black man who was running in a Georgia neighborhood. Travis McMichael testified that he shot Arbery in self-defense. He said Arbery grabbed his gun and tried to take it away.
At this point when I pulled the shotgun, I wouldn't have time to react if he wanted to get on me or to pull a gun or have a knife or if he wanted to do ill will. At this point, this is when I needed to show him to deter him to do not come at me.
The trial is on Court TV. The jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial moves into day three of deliberations today. Rittenhouse is charged with murder in the killing of two men and the wounding of a third during a night of protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. The White House says the effort to get kids 5 to 11 vaccinated against COVID is off to a fast start. The AP said Donahue's got this.
Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says 2 weeks after the kids' dose was approved,
we estimate by the end of the day today, 2.6 million kids ages 5 to 11 will have gotten their first shot.
That's about 10% of the 5 to 11-year-old population.
For perspective, it took about 50 days for us to reach 10% of adults with one shot.
And he expects the pace to pick up. Zients also says there are now 30,000 locations across the country for kids to get a shot. Kids getting their first vaccine dose by the end of this week will be fully vaccinated by Christmas, assuming they get their second shot 3 weeks after the first one. Ed Donahue, Washington.
John Deere and Company workers have approved a new contract. They'll get 10% raises. That ends a month-long strike. This is AP News. A second lawsuit has been filed in connection with the deadly shooting on the set of the movie Rust last month. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
This lawsuit is filed by script supervisor Mamie Mitchell, who is right there with Alec Baldwin and others when that fatal shot was fired. She says they were preparing to film a scene in which Baldwin was holding a gun.
Then an explosion. Deafening, loud gunshot. I was stunned.
Her attorney, Gloria Alred, says this was more than just a mere accident.
Mr. Baldwin chose to play Russian roulette when he fired a gun without checking it.
Alred is seeking compensatory and punitive damages for Mitchell. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The remains of an airman from Massachusetts whose plane was shot down overseas during World War II have been identified. He was Staff Sergeant Charles McMacken, 26 years old. His plane shot down over Romania. He'll be buried in Massachusetts. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.